Two groups are pulling together the plans. Bishop Neil Irons is president of the North American section of the World Methodist Council, which is working with the Wesleyan Commission on Evangelism. Together, they settled on a location, Houston, Texas, and the time, late November 1999. One highlight of the celebration will be a procession to a city park.
And in the park, to have present a family, a Christian family from Bethlehem, and ask this child of Bethlehem to symbolize the babe who was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, and to begin a candle lighting time in the park, perhaps using children from the participating denominations as well, to have their candles lit and then begin the process of spreading that through everyone who is gathered there.
This event will be a prelude to the expected worldwide candle lighting to be held on New Year's Eve 1999. Bishop Irons says the November event will include a large communion service and a major musical event to be held at a Houston arena. This will be a young person's event focused on those who will carry the faith into the next millennium. The three-day celebration will also concentrate on the here and now.
We hope to have a number of work teams that will go out and work in various areas along with local people in terms of mission projects as well as service projects among the poor. It's not just enough to talk about doing the mission of Christ or have an evangelistic event, but it is critical that we do hands-on ministry with people, particularly the poor.
This millennium event will gather people from 9 Methodist-related denominations: the United Methodist Church, United Church of Canada, Methodist Church of Mexico, Wesleyan Methodist Church, Free Methodist Church, Church of the Nazarene, African Methodist Episcopal Church, Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, and the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church. Irons tells us this cooperation is wonderful, but we must be sure not to alienate other Christians and non-Christians.
The offer of the gospel is always done out of a context of love and not out of a sense of religious superiority, and that our relationships with all people are determined by our commitment to mutual love and care, and therefore we don't develop a kind of militant or triumphalist posture in this setting or in any other setting.
For Bishop Irons, the time spent planning has a value of its own, a time of learning and of modeling the future.
I do know that out of the meetings that we have had, there have been people that I have developed friendships with in these other denominations, and they with me. And the fact that that can happen, and we can do that joyfully, is a sign as how we can and should work together in the 21st century.
Looking forward to the celebrations, I'm Mike Hickox.